Page 221. Chinese and British tea cultures.
Zhou San, we are here in central Hong Kong and I absolutely love this city. My father was born in the Guangdong province of China but was brought up in Hong Kong. Plus you can still feel the British influence here, which makes this place almost feel like a second home to me. I could spend my life in Hong Kong and the food here is incredible. In fact, I would love to do a video just on eating in Hong Kong, but we are here to taste Hong Kong milk tea, also known as silk stocking tea, also known as Sima Lai Cha. And it is the most ubiquitous Hong Kong drink. It's often served in the Cha Chan Tengs or tea diners, which are kind of like a mashup of Western food and Chinese food that represent part of the cultural heritage of Hong Kong and kind of is like a comfort food eating for both rich and poor in Hong Kong, an egalitarian place to eat where you can order things like instant noodles with sausages, scrambled eggs, French toast, or crispy topping sweet buns slathered in butter. This small store behind me has almost become a tourist attraction in Hong Kong with lots of people gathering, taking pictures, because supposedly Lan Fong Yuen was the first originators of Hong Kong milk tea. As you probably have guessed, the origins of Hong Kong milk tea come from the British. The British brought their tradition of combining milk with black tea to Hong Kong. It was probably consumed by the British Army and served in high-end restaurants and hotels, but eventually it filtered down into Hong Kong life and the Hong Kong people made a very strong, amped up version with very strong black tea and very rich milk. And this place in the 1950s supposedly first formalized the method for making modern Hong Kong milk tea, which is now part of the intangible cultural heritage of Hong Kong, protected by Hong Kong Heritage.
Copyright May Leaf.